Hi, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. So excited to have you here on the second day of October. We are reading from Matthew 7, 15 through 20 in the HCSB version of the Bible. And again, these are scriptures that are taken from the book that released yesterday. Yay, The Seven Deadly Friendships. And we are excited about it makes me sound like I'm the royal we, but I am excited the book is now officially out, and I hope and pray that it has a strong impact, and I would so appreciate your prayers on its behalf as well. So here we go, Matthew 7, 15 through 20, HCSB says this, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So you'll recognize them by their fruit." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know that I have often gotten confused by the difference between words and actions. I am easily persuaded by words, and if someone says something, I take them at their word. Lord, I pray for those listening today who are like me, who are trusting, who take people at their word and expect that if they say something, it's actually the truth. But Lord, there are people out there who are wolves in sheep's clothing. They appear to look like Christians. They appear to look like people who love you. They even say all the right words. They dress the right way, so to speak. They appear to be Christ followers, and yet their fruit is not good. And so thank you, Jesus, so much for the practicality of these words that you said in the book of Matthew, that we can just simply be walking down the road and see the result of this particular metaphor. We see trees. Even right now, Lord, my peach tree is producing peaches, and it is a good tree and is producing good fruit. On the other hand, I have a fig tree in the backyard that is dying, and it is not producing fruit because it's a bad tree. It's dying. It's not fulfilling its purpose. And so, Lord, in light of that beautiful agricultural metaphor, help us as we look at trees today to remember that people can be like trees, and help us to discern between boastful words and actual actions. And Lord, I pray for those who have been harmed by wolves in sheep's clothing, particularly those in the church who have been harmed in an abusive church situation where there has been spiritual abuse, where they have been maligned or unbelieved or shoved out or gossiped about or made fun of, or maybe they brought something to the attention of the leadership that was absolutely necessary for the health of the church and they were disregarded or dismissed. Lord, this is a really hard place to be, and it's hard to believe sometimes that there are leaders in the church who are actually wolves. And so, Lord, I pray in this day and age, you would begin to unmask the wolves. Help us to see clearly who they are, particularly those Christian leaders who say one thing and do another. And Lord, I'm a Christian leader too. We're all Christian leaders. Anyone that's following you is a leader, and as well as a follower. And we ask that you would put your holy fire on us to help us to see where we have been broken, or we have broken others, or we have not told the truth, or our actions do not support our words. So Lord, help us to see this verse as a warning for ourselves, that we want to be people who produce good fruit from good hearts. Would you cleanse us from within? Would you transform us from the inside out? Thank you so much that the Holy Spirit lives within us, that He is strong enough to work through some of those broken parts, those difficult parts of our hearts. And Lord, I do just pray for healing. I pray that you would heal the person listening today who has been harmed by a false teacher, by a false prophet, by a wolf. And help us to forgive. Help us to move on. But I know that can be a really long journey. So help us to give ourselves grace in the process. Help us to be kind to ourselves and not judge ourselves harshly for not getting over it quicker. Help us to lean into the grief, and in doing so, lean into you, because you are well acquainted with grief, and you love to walk alongside those who have been harmed. So Lord, I pray for discernment, I pray for healing, and I pray that you would expose those who are hurting your sheep. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful that you're here. If you would like to leave a quick review, that would really help, or share this podcast with a friend if this is one of those subjects that would touch them. Feel free to pass this on. And as well, you can support the podcast at patreon.com/prayeveryday. I do hope that you have an amazing week.